If you have your Bibles, please open your Bibles this morning to John chapter 14. Last week, Jesus comforted his disciples with these words from John chapter 14, verses 2 to 3, where he says to his disciples that I go to prepare a place for you. And I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And as we talked about last week, Jesus wanted to birth within his disciples a heart of eternity, to put eternity in their heart, a passionate expectation of heaven, that whatever they would go through, the torture that many of them would go through, everything that they experienced, that their inward eyes would be focused on heaven, where God's presence was. That they knew that the end of the race of life, the finish line was heaven, and Jesus is wanting to birth that in the very heart of his disciples. And as you also remember last week, many of us don't really look forward to heaven because we don't think much about it. It's this vague idea of being up there on a cloud with a harp for eternity. Who the heck wants to do that? Or if you're in heaven, it's like never-ending church service. Honestly, I'm loving this morning. But man, for eternity? But we talked about last week about what the Bible says about the new heaven and the new earth. A place of unspeakable beauty, a creation no longer marked with sin and death. And that on this new earth, there will be a new Jerusalem, a city where God dwells, where he is the light on this city, him and the Lamb. A place where there will be no more tears, no more sadness, no more pain, no more depression, no more suicide, no more death. And one of my hopes for speaking about heaven last week is that God would begin to birth within our hearts a yearning for heaven in such a way that it impacts the way we live. That we will take up the words of Paul, as he says in Philippians 1:21, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Imagine if we all had that mentality. It didn't matter what sickness we face, what goes on in our life, to live is Christ, if I die, that's even better. But many of us are so caught up in this world, and it's my prayer that God births eternity in our hearts. So let us read again this morning, John chapter 14. I'll begin verse 1 again to verse 5. John 14, verses 1 to 5. And Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am going, you may be also. And also you know the way to where I'm going." And Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" After Jesus tells his disciples that he's going to prepare a place for them, he begins to unfold to them the way to get to heaven. And to spark this conversation, Jesus says, after he tells them, "I am going to prepare a place for you," he says, "You know the way to get there. You know how to get to this place." In verse 4, he says, "And you know the way to where I'm going." At this point, the disciples still don't know that Jesus is talking about heaven. They still don't get what he's saying. They still want to know how to get to where Jesus is going. So Thomas, in confusion, in verse 5 says to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How do we know the way?" What an important question that Thomas is asking there. Even though Thomas didn't really know what he was asking, he is really asking a very important question. Jesus, how do we get to know where you are going? How do we get to heaven? You know, if you were to ask your friends that same question, maybe friends, family, co-workers, you would get a variety of answers. Some would say, if you are a good, moral person, you will get to heaven. Is this true? Some would say, if you sincerely, really mean to seek the truth, you will go to heaven. Is that true? You know, and there would be even some people who would say, all people go to heaven, right? If you've ever attended very many funerals, you will notice that this is a very common belief. You'll hear a person share about this person, how they died, and that they're now no longer in pain, and that they're in heaven with Uncle Joe or their mother and father, and that someday we will see them again. And with many tears, people are comforted with this belief. Is it true that all people go to heaven? Is it true that if you are a good, moral person, that God will say, oh, come on, you're in? Or is it true that if you sincerely seek the truth, that you will go to heaven? Let's hear what Jesus says about that. And we see that in John 14, verse 6. Listen to this. In response to the question of Thomas, he says, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? He says in verse 6, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Wow. What a response to Thomas's question. Are we hearing what Jesus is saying in this passage? And it's not only here. There is many more other verses very similar, but in different ways. But here, do you see what Jesus is saying? He is saying to Thomas, I am the way to heaven. He didn't say, I am a way to heaven. I am the way to heaven. He didn't say, some will make it to the Father apart from me. But he says, but no one comes to the Father except through me. Here we see that Jesus does not hold back any punches. He wants Thomas and the other disciples to know that he is the only way to heaven and that no one could come to the Father except through him. But here Jesus doesn't only tell them that he's the way to heaven, he even makes it more broad, encompassing everything. And he says, hey, I am the way to heaven, but I am also the truth, and I am also the life. Do you really hear what Jesus is saying here? He's saying, if you want truth, it is found in me. If you want life, it is found in me. If you want to come to the Father, it is found through me. What he's saying, everything is found in Jesus. Do you believe this today? Everything is found in Jesus. As you can imagine, there are many who do not want to accept these words of Jesus. And some, even within the church, will twist the words of Jesus or just totally reject them altogether. Islam accepts Jesus as a prophet, but not God's son. Other people accept Jesus as a good moral teacher, but not the giver of eternal life. Or there are people who selectively choose the words of Jesus that fits their own worldview while rejecting his other teachings. And there are others who claim that Jesus is only one of the many ways to God, and that he is not the only way to eternal life. There is this picture here, and I forgot to talk to Doug about this more in detail, but there's a picture I came across this week that really illustrates that point. And what it does is it has a mountain, and it shows a mountain here, and there's God in the top, and it has the major religions, three of the major religions, as Islam, Christianity, and Hinduism, and it had different paths up, going up to this mountain. So what that picture was illustrating is where some believe that even though the route is different that you take on this mountain, in a sense, that you'll get to the same God. You'll show up at the same place. So all the different paths lead to God. Do you believe that's true? Gandhi says this: one may drink out of the same great rivers with others, but one need not use the same cup. Unquote. He also said, quote, the soul of religion is one, but it is encased in a multitude of forms, unquote. Do you believe this? Are there many ways to God? Do all roads lead to God? Is this the Christian view? In one sense, I do believe that all roads lead to God. I agree with this humorous quote by Robert Shoemaker that says, quote, it doesn't matter if you're an atheist, Hindu, Buddhist, agnostic, or even an evangelical Christian, when you leave this life, the road that you lead, that you're on, leads straight to him. So yes, we will all come before God. Yes, everyone's road goes and will end up with God. But God's word does not teach that all roads lead to forgiveness and salvation. Yet this very belief is creeping into our churches, and you'll hear statements such as, well, since God is love, obviously, he'd make many different ways to himself. Or Jesus never said he is the only way. Or, yeah, I want you guys to know this morning, these very statements attack the very foundation of the Christian faith, and is completely contrary to the true gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel declares that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, that we all deserve God's wrath and judgment because of sin. Yet God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Because if mankind could have been saved by any other way besides Jesus, Christianity crumbles. Because when Jesus went to the cross, he knew that he had to die for the sins of the world and that there was no other way. Do you remember the agonizing prayer that Jesus, the prayers that Jesus had when he was in the Garden of Gethsemane? Do you remember the prayer that he prayed in Matthew 26? Verse 39, listen to this prayer. He's in there, the cross is before him. He knows that Judas is coming any moment to betray him. He's going to the cross. It says that his sweats were like sweats of blood. He's in agony. And this is the prayer he prays to the Father in Matthew 26, 39. My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. And then if you go up to verse 42, you know, he says that prayer, he goes there, the disciples are sleeping, he tries to wake up, hey, you need to pray, he goes back, and in verse 42, he says, my Father, if it cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done. And he repeated that twice in his prayer. Do we understand what Jesus is saying to the asking the Father there? Is there any other way? Do I have to go to the cross? In his humanity, knowing what he was to face. And it was at this point, the Father could have easily came in and said, no, Son, you don't need to die. There's many ways to me. But no, Jesus obeyed the Father and went to the cross. So Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus is the only way to God. As Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And I could hear what some people say, oh, Reed, but this. What about the person in Africa who's never heard about Jesus? What about this? I don't know. But I do know that God is holy, righteous, and just. And I do know he's good. So if we can't answer those questions because we're not God, his ways are higher than our ways. And I know he's good, but his word says he's the way. Because if he's not the way, what do people do with sin? Listen to these last verses as we call the worship team forward. Listen to these other words of Jesus and these other words from God's word. In Matthew 7, verse 13 and 14 says this, "Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few." John 11, 25 and 26 says, "I am the resurrection, the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." John 10, 9 says, "I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." Acts 4, 12 says, "And there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." And then the last verse is 1 John 5, 11. "And this is the testimony, that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in the Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life." Do you want to go to heaven? Jesus is the way. Do you want life? It is found in Jesus. Do you want the truth? Jesus is the truth. Is this the Jesus you know? Next week, part two of this message. Well, if you're not going to heaven, where do you go? It will be a very difficult message. It's not going to be a fun message to preach, but it's part of the gospel. And I will be sharing that next week, part two of this message. But you know what? Still the question today. Do you want to go to heaven? Doesn't matter how hard you try, how much you go to church, how much you give in the offering plate. The only way into heaven is Jesus, is surrendering your life to him and saying, "I give you my all, my everything. I make you my Lord." If you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, I ask that you come before him and give him your life and say, "Lord, I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, that you were buried, and that you rose from the dead 3 days later so I may have new life. I believe that, and I give you my life, my everything." And if you say those words and you mean them in your heart, you're his, and God will begin that work. As we worship in this last song in closing, surrender your heart to Jesus. Let us worship.